The Church of St. Michael the Archangel, Brunare. The Greek Catholic Church of St. Michael the Archangel in Brunare is one of the most impressive wooden Orthodox church buildings in this part of the Carpathian Mountains. It was erected in the late 18th century. For about 150 years, it was a place of prayer for Lemkos, Ruthenian highland people who were mostly Eastern Rite Catholics, who spoke their own Eastern Slavic language known as Rusyn or Ruthenian. After World War II, the communist authorities deported Lemkos to the so-called recovered territories adjoined to Poland's western frontiers. The church was then taken over by Roman Catholics and received its current name, Our Lady of the Assumption. The history of Brunare dates back to late Middle Ages. There probably had already been an Orthodox church here by the 16th century. In 1596, some Orthodox bishops signed the Union of Brest, recognizing the primacy of the Pope and Catholic dogmas. Most of the residents of rural areas became uniates, that is, Greek Catholics. At the dawn of the 17th century, a Greek Catholic parish was established in Brunare. Worshippers initially used the former Orthodox church, which after several dozen years was replaced with a new one. Brunare was among the largest villages in the Lemkovina region, which is why at the end of the 18th century, the previous smaller church was replaced with a new larger one, which has survived to the present day. The building comprises three parts and is oriented in the traditional manner, meaning that the chancel and main altar are oriented towards the east, the direction from which the Saviour is said to be returning. West of the chancel is the nave, where historically all male members of the congregation would gather. At the western end is the babinets, with a tower above it. The babinets was the place for female worshippers to gather. The nave and the babinets have a log frame structure in which the walls are constructed of wooden beams stacked one on top of another and connected with carpentry joints at the corners. The tower has a column frame structure with vertical posts and horizontal beams. The interior is dominated by a pale shade of blue and is ornamented with polychrome murals with floral and geometric motifs. The oldest paintings date back to the 18th century, the newest ones to the 20th century. The altar area is covered by an 18th century iconostasis, a wall made up of rows of icons, icons characteristic for churches of the Eastern Rite. The presence of a side altar is a sign of the church's adaptation to the decor typical of a Roman Catholic church. This phenomenon is sometimes known as Latinization.